This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jim Day Podcast is brought to you by Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
Now batting number one in our hearts. At least he'd like to think so. It's the Jim Day Podcast.
Hey, 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 welcome to another edition of the Jim Day Podcast. We're presented by Kroger, and our guest today was once the lead role in a high school musical, and now he's bringing his talents to the Jim Day Podcast, better known, though, as all-star pitcher Sonny Gray. How you doing?
What's up, Jim? How you doing, man? Thanks for those. That was quite the introduction. That's a... You know, for a lot of people, that's what I'm known by, is the star in a high school musical. So that's perfect.
Now, where would you be known in your high school circles for that? Or are you in just saying that in jest?
No, I mean, it was a big deal around high school. It was fun. We had a good time. It was a bunch of it was a fun little couple of weeks that we had doing all the shows. We practiced. It was right in the middle of football season in high school. So we were playing, we won the state championship, and then the musicals were like the next week. So like just, there was a buzz around the school and everything. And then it just carried on right into the musical. So it was funny.
You took like 3 years of drama, right? In high school?
I did. 3 years of it. It was awesome. I loved it.
It's beautiful. Is that something, did you think yourself, well, maybe I'll go into acting?
No way. No day. No thanks. I don't think that's there for me, but, I did enjoy it, you know.
You know, when you first came over to the Reds, and I don't know if this is because of the experience in New York or whatever, but you were a little withdrawn, I guess, a little bit, not as outgoing with your personality. And then you show up in spring training this year, and it's like a light went off. What was behind that? Did it take you a year to kind of get away from that New York situation and get back into yourself, if you will?
I just had to get myself right. You know, I had to, there's a lot of things that I have dealt with and have been dealing with in the past. And I just had to get myself right, man. And, on and off the field and feeling good. I mean, but it's just, like I said, I said on MLB Network the other day or something, I was like, man, it's just fun. And it's just good. If everyone just goes out there and just, everyone's your authentic self. Just be yourself. Be who you are. Accept that and enjoy it and just live life and try to get through every day. I mean, it's just hard, you know. But it's hard a lot of times because we're going through a lot of the unknowns right now, and especially traveling around. Like every time we go to a new city, it's different. Like we go to the hotel situation where no one knows what to expect. Everyone's right. Kind of like, all right, what are we doing here? How's this going to look like? And then you get into a clubhouse and you're like, man, like this is a lot. This is a lot to kind of look at. And then you kind of want to get down and you kind of want to, you know, you can go at it one or two ways. And it's just important to continue to move forward in the way of, you know, just enjoying it and showing up and being here for right reasons. And it's hard, but you know, it's something that we're trying to all go through and deal with together.
Yeah. You know, you're not telling anything else to anyone in the world. It's people ask,
exactly.
You know, people say, hey, can you do this on, you know, August 24th? I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, man.
Exactly.
This stuff changes by the hour. I have no idea. Yeah, I guess if I'm,
maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know what tomorrow looks like, but, you know, I'm going to wake up, figure it out, and try to make the best out of it.
So exactly.
That's just the way I look at it, and that's the way we should, you know, I hope that everybody can try and go about doing it.
Yeah. Well, getting back to what I was talking about, it was very noticeable in spring training. We did an interview with you, and you would walked away, and I, you know, the crew guys I work with, I'm like, wow, that's a different Sonny Gray than I was used to last year. And teammates have even said that you feel more comfortable and more like yourself, and you've been a leader your whole life. Did you consciously set out to be more of a leader this year?
Man, not consciously. I just wanted to show up and like I said, I just wanted to show up and be myself, and wherever that translates, whatever happens, however that transpires, I just want to show up and be myself and let everyone else around just show them, hey, let's let everyone be themselves. Let's everyone just be authentic. That was kind of what we talked about a lot. So that was something that I just wanted to be. I just wanted to be authentic and just be who I am. And it's, and however that transpires, that's how it transpires.
Well, one thing that I loved, and this kind of showed up on the field of, you know, we talk about you away from the mound where you're like this easygoing, fun-loving guy. And then you get on the mound, man, you're like a bulldog mentality. When you were jawing with Rizzo, and you said that things weren't going well for you guys at the time, it was like, hey, you know, we're not just going to show up and get our butts kicked here. I want to ignite a fire in my team. I loved that.
You like that, Jim Day?
I loved it.
You were ready to roll?
I wasn't ready to roll. I don't think you guys want me involved in this. But yeah, it fired me up a little bit. I liked it because, you know, a lot of that's lacking sometimes in today's baseball. And I'm not talking like trying to start a fight. I don't think you were. But just that fire, man, that competitiveness. I loved it. You always been like that?
That's like the driving factor for me, man. That's been the driving. I mean, that's if you want to win. I mean, everyone's got their place, right? Everyone has to try and get to whatever makes them tick, whatever makes them go. Everyone's got to get to that spot and get to that spot together. And if you do it collectively, then it translates. You know, you want to on the field. I feel like you got to compete. You got to, whatever gets you to compete, whatever gets you to go out, let's go out and let's do it. Let's compete together and let's do it together. But, you know, you can't just go through the motions and expect to, you know, to win. It's, you gotta go and you gotta go now.
Absolutely. And Jess, though, Tucker Barnhart was telling me a story about how you Vandy guys, your Vanderbilt guys stick together. And there's a ton of you in the big leagues, and you were facing someone that was a Vanderbilt alum, and you threw this nasty breaking ball or pitch that he took, and you shouted out on the mound, swing the bat, meat.
Well, I didn't say meat. I don't think I said meat, but I know it is. I remember I did. Cause I was like, man, you're supposed to swing at that one. Like that's the one you swing at it. I did everything. That's the one you swing at. So I felt like there was a moment. I'm like, I got you right where I want you. Now all I got to do is execute this pitch and it's out. And then I executed it and they didn't swing. And I was just like, dang, I was like, man, like, let's go. Like, that's the one you swing at. Why don't you swing at that one? And then you just got to get right in there for the next pitch. And that's the fun part of it.
That was great. I love that story. All right, more with Sonny Gray coming up after these messages from Kroger.
There's nothing better than talking about baseball, an American original. And what could make baseball even better? Pairing it with the other American original, David Seeds. David's salted and roasted sunflower seeds date back to their start in 1926. Roasted in the USA, David Seeds contain no artificial colors. Their whole roasted seeds are made with quality ingredients for an authentic home-style flavor. Crack into David Seeds, America's favorite seed brand today. Available at Kroger throughout Ranch Country.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
So
you come over the Reds. Are you feeling prideful in being Cincinnati Red now? Is it kind of in your blood now?
I think so, man. I'm just learning, having spring training 2.0 here, being here a lot. I mean, you can't really do much, right?
Yeah.
But so, I've driven around the city a lot. I've kind of checked out a bunch of different areas, a bunch of different places. I kind of understand the city a little bit better now, kind of, you know, where it's at, where everything is, where it's going. And, you know, the Reds are a big part of that. And, I just know that it's definitely is a baseball city and it's definitely a baseball town. And, being a baseball player, that's, you know, it's exciting to see, but I do know that the city itself and the fans are ready to explode.
No doubt about that. And everyone that comes over here, the inevitable question or one of them is always, have you tried Skyline Chili yet? You are a major chili guy, right? So this fit right in. You know, this is in your wheelhouse.
I like it all, man. I like it all. I like it all. That's the first thing. That's one of the first things I remembered about this place was that. So, that's the thing. That's a Cincinnati staple, yeah. and I've known that for a while.
Let's get back to real important stuff. And that
you
would
always
be
come up with. You always come with the real important stuff.
Sarcasm oozing out of you right now. Well, you know, I get tired of asking the same, hey, tell me about your repertoire, hey, your spin rate, which is fine for, you know, but I want to know more about you guys away from the field and humanize you guys, which I always try to do. So these musicals, this is important stuff.
You love the musicals.
You love the musicals. I do. I love theater. I love the arts. So, yes,
I do.
But you are a musical guy, right? I mean,
I was in them in high school, but now I really enjoy going to them. I like watching them on TV when they're on and they do the specials. I'm definitely always tuned into it. But now going back through all the Disney movies, man, I just realized like, oh, these are all musicals too. Like these are basically just all musicals, and I go through that now going with Gunner and Declan. Just get to go through all the Disney musicals again, so it's I've been watching all of them.
And those are your kids that you mentioned, right?
Yes, sir. Gunner's kindergarten today, day number one. So
wow, congratulations on that.
He's getting there, man. Look at him go. He's getting big. Yeah. Right? He's getting big fast.
Well, I saw you pitching to him in the shutdown, the quarantine, and was he pitching to you and you?
We do it all. I mean, we go.
I think the video was he was thrown to you and you crushed a ball and did a home run trot.
Yeah, he's big into that movie Sandlot too a lot. So he.
Oh, really?
If somebody hits a bomb off of him or something, he wants to. He likes the now we can't play anymore, and he likes to chase them down. So that's he loved doing that.
That's great. So you were lead role in High School Musical, right? Is that what?
Can't sing a lick.
You can't sing?
Can't sing a lick, but went out there and tried.
I hear you singing all the time. You'll walk by when we weren't social distancing, by the way. You'd walk by with headphones on, and I don't think you realized that you were singing, but you're always singing. Do you realize this?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You're like singing.
I guess I just do it.
Well, what I like is the songs that you were singing were kind of in my wheelhouse, like the old school songs.
I like old school. I like Van Morrison Radio.
Yeah.
That's a big one for me. I like that radio station. And like one of the music apps, I'm a fan.
That's great. Because he's walking by, I'm like, wow, he's singing. I don't know who it was. I don't think it was Van Morrison, but it was someone from that era.
It's probably, yeah, someone around there. Probably.
And I'm like, remember. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know.
I got real big into Queen Radio, too, a lot last year. That was from that movie. That was going around. I like that a lot.
That's big. I also read that you played not the lead role, but you were in Grease. Is that right?
Yeah, I was... That was like a last minute thing. We needed a guy, and And night before, Miss Williams, drama teacher, called, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it." I was like, "It was a back." I was in Greece for two nights.
Did you, sing and dance in that?
I was like, I was just I was just kind of. I don't actually remember exactly. I was just one of the greasers.
Oh, I got you.
I was one of those guys, the T-Birds, or what are they called?
They were the Thunderbirds, I think.
Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
But
I must have watched that movie, the original, a million times. So
Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, burn in the quarter of a mile. Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning. Oh, that's terrible.
This is what you're coming for?
No, but
I'll take it back.
I love this. You're right in the middle of things, and I'm bugging you as you.
Oh, I got a foam roller and a band, and I got to take it back inside. I gotta go wipe it down. I gotta spray it with cleaning spray, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
wipe it down, and then I gotta put it back. So I'm gonna do that right now.
Protocols are. Crazy,
man.
Crazy, but necessary for what's been going on.
It is what it is. Yep.
Is what it is. It is famous.
Just got to go with it.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of music, I saw a picture of you. You went to the CMAs, the Country Music Awards. And you live in Nashville still. You're from that area. So what? Who you and Casale and Farmer went? Is that right?
We got a good group, man. We like going to that. It's fun. It was always right around my birthday too, so we always try and go and do that. It's a fun thing to go get dressed up for and mess around.
Yeah, you guys are all duded up.
We try to, man.
And just like that, the interview came to a screeching halt. What happened was that. The MLB players and everyone around the game that's in tier one, as they call it, under major protocol. So it was his turn for his gear to be sanitized, basically. He's got to go spray it down or wipe it down, spray it down, etc. And it was his turn. It was like, you got to come on with it and we be done. Just like that. And I thought to myself, that's just so 2020. I mean, so 2020. Because there are many different directions that you can go with Sonny Gray on an interview. And I was hoping to go there, but we'll have to have him back, obviously. But man, wow. Very necessary, by the way, because as I said, protocol is the number one thing. So I was happy that he squeezed in as much time as he could. Because he was obviously up against it. So we appreciate that. And I know out there you're used to longer interviews. But sometimes that's the way it goes. Especially here in the 2020. I shouldn't harp on that. But here I sit in my office in my home. And got a few messages from people. And I appreciate you following me at Jim Day TV, Twitter and Instagram. But few messages like, hey, why haven't you been tweeting much? And I haven't been, posting much on Instagram, the gram, as the kids call it. And you're very right. I've kind of, I don't want to say backed away, but I haven't been active as much as I should be. I do read all the messages I get, by the way, but haven't always been just posting stuff. I think what it is, if I'm going to be real about this, is that here in 2020, there's especially in the sports world, and I'm not, every industry, every facet of our society, there's been people that have been furloughed and or flat out losing their jobs or losing their businesses, and there's just been a lot of loss. So, and it hit very close to home, the industry I'm in, sports broadcasting, most of the people that work are freelancers. They're independent contractors, meaning they get paid per event.
And it wasn't long ago I was in that category. I worked as an independent contractor for many, many years until recently. And when there's no games, you don't get paid. So, you know, a lot of people have just not had work, and it stinks just all across America and all across society, all across the world for that matter. So I just haven't felt like I wanted to, you know, hey, I'm working, which is great. And I appreciate it so much. I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond belief, but there are those that are not. So I have to walk that fine line though, I guess, because I can take people behind the scenes and how we're doing the broadcast, and, you know, we do the home games from the stadium. So I just haven't wanted to engage. It's really weird. It's a strange year, and I know this whole year's affected people in different ways. So it just stinks. On a brighter note, Debbie Downer there. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry about that. But this is episode 50 of this here podcast. So before we go, we have to thank you, first of all, for checking us out. I had no idea where this was going to go, that I'd even do 10 episodes. So now it's 50. So I guess, you know, when you make little landmarks like that, you want to say thank you. So there's some people with the Reds that were very instrumental in getting this thing off the ground a little more than a year ago. Quick thank you and shout out to Karen Forgas, Ralph Mitchell, Nick Prince. I bugged the crap out of him about equipment issues. Thank you, Nick. Brandon Bowman, Brendan Hader, Lisa Braun, Jared Rollins. I know I'm going to be forgetting someone, so I'll be apologizing to you people coming up. But thank you. If we get to 75 or 100, we will certainly need some more people. So again, spread the word if you so choose, and we would invite you to go on iTunes and or wherever you listen to your podcast and rate and review this podcast. 5 stars. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Love those. But we do appreciate you just checking us out. We have some loyal listeners out there, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Everyone, hang in there, man. Hang in there. See you next time here in the Jim Day Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.